Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, you know me. I feel like I don't like to talk about things unless I'm really comfortable doing so and comfortable with who I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm. And I will say, you seem to be very comfortable about a lot of things.
Yeah, with you.
Yeah.
I love showing you my boobs, all kinds of stuff. And I gotta say, it does suck to be forced into discussing something that you're really not ready to. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot like what Rebel Wilson's going through. She was pretty much just cornered into coming out by a Sydney newspaper.
It's disgusting. And of course, coming out is obviously a huge personal decision. Mm-hmm. No one should be outed if they aren't ready. And people are justifiably, understandably, very pissed off this happened to Rebel.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, those Instagram comments on the Herald's Instagram are gold. Just absolutely
Yeah, they
gold.
Should just shut it down. Prince dead anyway.
Yeah, oh God, preach. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, June 13th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So as everyone knows, it's Pride Month, Richies. And here at Rich and Daily, we obviously love to celebrate everyone from the LGBTQIA plus community. We support a person's choice to come out in their own way when the time is right for them.
Absolutely. So when Rebel Wilson recently came out and announced her new relationship with a woman, we were all happy for her. Happy Pride Month. Yes, it seemed like it was her decision to share her love with the world.
Yes, but unfortunately, we now know that is not exactly how it went down. Just days after Rebel shared her relationship news, an Australian newspaper, the Sydney Morning Herald, published a piece implying that they were planning to be the ones to report the news. Mm-hmm. So Rebel first posted about her relationship last Thursday. She shared a photo of her and her fashion designer girlfriend, Ramona Agruma, to her Instagram. And Rebel has previously publicly dated men, and she captioned the photo, "I thought I was searching for a Disney prince, but maybe what I really needed all this time was a Disney princess." Mm. Pink heart emoji, rainbow emoji.
Loved that.
Another pink heart emoji. And then hashtag love is love. And then just a few days later, Andrew Hornery, who was a writer for the Sydney Morning Herald, published a piece explaining the paper had planned to report on Rebel's new relationship first and said he gave Rebel and her reps 2 days to comment before publishing the news.
Mm-hmm. So Andrew also admitted he knew this story would be seen as outing Rebel, writing, "In a perfect world, outing same-sex celebrity relationships should be a redundant concept in 2022. Love is love, right?" And he added, "As Rebel Wilson knows, we do not live in a perfect world." He then said because of this, his heads up to Rebel was done with an abundance of caution and respect. And then he essentially complained that Rebel had chosen to break the news in her own way. Let me re-say that. He essentially complained that Rebel had chosen to break her own personal news in her own personal way.
Yeah.
He said it was a big mistake that he'd told Rebel the Herald was going to reveal her relationship and said Rebel opted to gazump the story. He also wrote, "Her choice to ignore our discreet, genuine, and honest queries was, in our view, underwhelming."
Oh my God. Just for clarity, gazump basically means to like one up their story, which,
yeah, pretty context clues is very clear what that means.
Yeah, she has every right to do that. Like, that's her story. Honestly, good for her for the way she did it, but she shouldn't have had to.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems clear that Rebel came out and shared her relationship only after the Herald told her they were going to basically do it first. And she wanted to be the one to tell the world, rightfully so. Like we said, like, coming out is a very personal decision, and it needs to happen when someone is comfortable doing so. No one should feel like they're forced before they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And after the Herald complained about Rebel sharing the news before they had a chance, social media did what it does best and immediately called them out, saying the writer Andrew had blackmailed Rebel.
Yeah, so we have self-proclaimed LGBTQ plus media maven Dana Piccoli tweeted on Saturday, "It's pretty clear that Rebel Wilson was forced to come out, likely earlier than she wanted to. This sort of outing used to happen a lot in the 80s and early 90s. It was atrocious then, and it's atrocious now." Human rights activist Shane Bazzi tweeted, "Let me get this straight. Andrew Hornery at SMH, the Sydney Herald, wanted to out Rebel Wilson and then threw a tantrum when she did it on her own terms." And then he wrote, "How is this shit still happening in 2022?
That's a great question, because my mind immediately went to Perez Hilton and like all the shit he used to do.
Yeah.
It's like, how is this still happening? And from a gay writer, nonetheless.
What gets me is like, this perceivably could have all not happened if he hadn't complained.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in and of itself, it's problematic that he was like, "You have 2 days to tell me if you're gay or not." But the fact that he then published a piece complaining is like, if you hadn't done that, you would have probably gotten away with this shitty move in the first place.
Yep. No one would have known about it.
Yep.
Like, so obviously we can imagine this whole thing hasn't been very easy for Rebel. And after the Herald article was published, journalist Kate Doak reached out to offer her support, and Rebel confirmed it has been hard to handle.
Yeah. On Friday, Kate Doak shared the original article from the Sydney Morning Herald, writing, "So apparently it wasn't Rebel Wilson's choice to come out. The Herald at The Age have admitted to giving her a heads up 2 days in advance that they were going to out her. What's worse, openly gay men at the Sydney Morning Herald were involved in this."
Mm-hmm.
Rebel then responded to Kate's tweet saying, "Thanks for your comments," and said, "It was a very hard situation, but trying to handle it with grace." And then Kate replied saying, "You are most welcome, Rebel. Both Ramona and yourself, be kind to yourselves and take things at your own pace."
Mm, yeah. So now that they've received all this backlash, the Herald, of course, has addressed the situation. On Sunday, the paper's editor, Bevan Shields, released a statement defending their approach. He said, "To say that the Herald outed Wilson is wrong." Bevan also said, "Our weekly private Sydney celebrity column last week asked Wilson if she wished to comment about her new partner. We would have asked the same questions had Wilson's new partner been a man." Regardless, it's not your job to out anyone's relationship.
Yeah.
And you didn't out it because she didn't let you.
I will. Okay. The point that they're making here, they're making a point that doesn't need to be made. Like, yeah, celebrity news gossips, they do out relationships. That's completely different than outing someone's sexuality. Like, you're comparing apples to oranges here.
Right. So Bevan also said that this was just standard practice and that they simply asked questions and included a deadline for response. But now that people have called them out, they removed the article from their website and they just published a new apology column from the writer, Andrew, titled, I Made Mistakes Over Rebel Wilson and I Will Learn From Them.
Yeah, in the column, Andrew says he did not seek to out Rebel, but understands why his email giving a deadline for comment on Rebel's new partner could have been seen as a threat. He then apologizes for his approach, saying, I genuinely regret that Rebel has found this hard. That was never my intention. But I see she has handled it with extraordinary grace. He added, as a gay man, I'm well aware of how deeply discrimination hurts. The last thing I would ever want to do is inflict that pain on someone else. He also addressed the criticism, saying he seemed annoyed that Rebel had beaten him to his story by coming out on her own terms. He wrote, in trying to tell the story within the story, which is what Private Sydney does, the tone of my column on Saturday was also off. I got it wrong. I allowed my disappointment to cast a shadow over the piece. That was not fair, and I apologize.
Yeah, I mean, if he had just released this, which he wouldn't have even needed to.
I know, if he hadn't released the first one, yeah.
But like the tone, he's right. The tone in his first one was way off. Being like, well, she was posting about her handsome rich boyfriend and she had her bestie go on a radio show. It's like, dude, come on.
Yeah, he dug himself quite the hole.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to get out of.
Yes. And you know what sucks, though, is that this is such a big thing for Rebel, I'm sure. And it's beautiful that she's dating a woman she loves very much. And now it's been overshadowed by this shit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, because at first I was like, oh my God, Rebel's coming out during Pride. This is so amazing. I love Rebel Wilson. And now it's like, someone's just got to shit all over it.
Yeah. And the story is all about being forced to do something you may or may not have wanted to do.
Yeah. It sucks.
It's one of those things where it's like any relationship, like you think about when you like start talking to a guy and you're like, I'm not sure what this is yet. I don't necessarily want to talk about it. And it's just like, that's got to be so hard for celebrities.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, I was photographed near this one person, therefore.
Right. Yeah. Well, especially like, I don't know if this is her first relationship with a woman. That's none of our business. But if it is, like now there's so much pressure on this relationship because she was forced to come out so soon.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Well, and this will be, regardless, it'll be the relationship that is now going to be forever shadowed by this jackass forcing her to come out. On his terms, essentially.
I know.
I hate that.
I know. I hate it too. But regardless, love is love. Congrats, Rebel. That's the real story.
Yeah.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com. Stamps.com.